Jesus appointed the 12 apostles towards the end of his first year of ministry. These men, chosen from among his disciples, were to be his closest companions and helpers, as well as eyewitnesses of the events of the Saviour's life and death. Jesus was on a mountainside near the Sea of Galilee, and great crowds had followed him. They came to hear him or to be healed. Some of them had come from very far away. Jesus sat down and began a long discourse known as the Sermon on the Mount. His teaching started with the Beatitudes, which describe the moral and spiritual principles which were to rule in the kingdom of God. From there he went on to the Mosaic Law. "Do not think," he said, "that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Christ had come to accomplish what was written in the law and the prophets, and to make known to men the deeper spiritual meaning of God's requirements. The moral law given to Moses remained the basis of a righteous life, but it was to be applied just as much to the intentions of the heart as to the outward behavior of believers. True godliness comes from within, and far surpasses the rigid legalistic veneration of the law practiced by the religious leaders in Israel. "Do not murder," says the law. But Jesus applied this principle to the mere desire for revenge or to feelings of hate for another. The law requires faithfulness in marriage. Jesus went further, saying that lustful thoughts and desires were a form of adultery. The law stipulates that an oath must not be broken. "But I tell you," said Jesus, "do not swear at all. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. A man's word should be binding." Then Jesus referred to the law of talion, or retaliation. The rigorous justice of eye for eye and tooth for tooth must give way to a more gracious and forgiving attitude. No one must return evil for evil. Love must overcome hate, and forgiveness replace vengeance. "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy,'" said Jesus. "But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. If you love those who love you, and greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than anyone else? Do not even pagans and sinners do that? Be therefore perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Then Jesus cautioned his disciples against hypocrisy and the desire to be honored by men. Good deeds, praying, fasting, and giving to the needy, must be done in secret, and God, who knows what is done in secret, will give a reward openly. The believer must also be willing to forgive others, or God will not forgive him. Then Jesus gave his disciples a model prayer, known as the Lord's Prayer. When praying, they must guard against vain repetition. Jesus went on to give a word of warning about storing up riches in this life, where moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal. "Men should store up riches in heaven, where they are safe. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," he said, adding that no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money. Then Jesus raised the question of being too preoccupied with earthly things, eating, drinking, and clothing. God knows the needs of his children and will provide. If God feeds the birds of the air and clothes the flowers of the field, will he not do much more for his children, who have greater value in his sight than they? "Who of you," said Jesus, "can add a single hour to his life by worrying? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Believers are not to judge each other, for in the same way you judge others, said Jesus, you will be judged. He compared an overcritical attitude to a man who tries to take a speck of sawdust from his brother's eye without discerning the plank that is in his own eye. "In everything," said Jesus, "do to others as you would have them do to you. Enter through the narrow gate that leads to life, for many go on the broad and easy road that leads to destruction. Watch out for false prophets, he warned. You will know them by their fruits. Then, as a conclusion, Jesus compared two types of men to wise or foolish builders. Everyone who hears and puts into practice the Lord's teaching is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Torrents of rain and high winds could not make the house fall because it had its foundations on the rock. But those who do not listen to the Lord's words are like a foolish man who builds on sand. His house will fall with a great crash when storm and wind beat against it. Next episode, a healing and a resurrection.